So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
My God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together. You can't
always get... All right. You guys are well rested for this segment where we help out people.
Yep.
All right, and we have a doozy off the top.
Ooh.
Dear Hazy B, a few weekends back, some buddies and I took in some festivities in the nation's capital. 67's game in the Bedard Bowl. Friday evening, following a nice dinner, we ventured to a nice establishment. Let's call it the Chaperie. For some suds. My girlfriend, who isn't a fan of these establishments, caught wind that we put in a four-hour shift at the Shea, followed by a nightcap at the blackjack tables. To be clear, no funny business went down at the Shea, just drinks with the fellas. To her, it didn't matter. I got home and she had the boxing gloves on. Was I out of line, or was she overreacting?
Ooh, that's tough.
This feels like where we need like a dear Mrs. Hazy B to contribute, because I can't speak for her. But what I can say is you were not out of line. You were absolutely not out of line. You are an adult. You were on the road having a good time. Now, I don't know how she caught wind of it.
What if she forbids the establishment?
But well, then that's on you, man. That's on you. Like, what do you mean forbids? And I understand it. If it's a big issue, then you have to come to that conclusion yourself on whether or not that's something you want to deal with. But I think you might have a mole in your group. That's what I want to know.
That is a massive problem. A massive problem, because there's always one rat that would like to say we weren't at the pub. We were actually, and it's just like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's where my question is. Was he not going to tell her he was at the Peelers? Is there not some transparency?
Sounds that
like,
way,
hey, what did you do last night? Oh, we went for some drinks. Oh, where
Noodles,
did you go?
I think it's Hazy B brought up the best point here. It's like, who is the mole? Because he just jammed everyone up.
But I think you got a fox in the hen house, and that's where your concern needs to. You're out now. So listen, just own it. It happened. Yes, you went. But how would your significant other know you put in a four-hour marathon shift without someone sneaking that info out? You got to watch yourself.
That's
Keep your
good
head
point,
on
Brian.
But there you. There are like it depends on the group that you go with. There's people that tell their significant others everything, so it's like, all right, like if you got to know that guy's gonna out everybody. You know what I mean? Or if, like you said, if it's a rat or a guy that just tells his wife or his girlfriend or whatever everything, then you have to expect that. Like, that's the only thing I would think.
That's the case. That's your problem. That's where Dear Hazy B can step in. I can't speak to what's, you know, your relationship and all that, and I understand why it's a delicate topic. I get it. But if you have someone that you think is a foxhole guy but is not a foxhole guy, you better snuff that out and delete from the group chat and no longer a part of the festivities in the future. That's professional advice.
All righty. Yeah. This is a tough transition, but we're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Hazy B, my daughter's turning 3 this week, and wife wants to buy her a new bicycle that's $200. Ooh. I'm saying secondhand for $50 max. How do I convince her?
Ooh, that is one worthy of convincing. It's bikes at that age are like hockey skates at that age.
We live in Canada. They're going to ride it 4 times, and they're going to grow out of it. So why?
Exactly. Until your child reaches an age, in my opinion, where you know they are going to get consistent play, or if you have multiple kids, like if this is the oldest kid and you know you got 2 or 3 or 4 more kids that are going to use it, fine. That might be a different story. But if it's a 3-year-old, I have a 3-year-old in my house. I have multiple bikes that we, not that I needed to tell you guys, but we have, honestly, all the bikes we have gotten are from other people we know, basically.
No kidding.
Want this bike? So yeah, sure, we'll have that bike.
That would be my advice to this
all
couple.
Day.
ask around to your friends that have just gone through it, because until they're at an age where they care about what their friends think of their bike, at three, they don't. They want the little frilly things on the handlebars. Just find one of your friends that has one. Not important.
Make sure there's a bell on it, ideally, because that's a big, big play. And you're right, O. Like you just said, a three-year-old just sees bike, doesn't see details, doesn't see beauty, doesn't see a price tag, just sees bike.
I agree.
Bike.
And most importantly, the three-year-old does not care what her friends think about her bike.
Exactly.
Once again, a tough transition. Dear Hazy B, I have a female coworker sending all kinds of signals of an out-of-office meetup being desired. Okay. The last time I went down that road, it ended up being a five-year relationship disaster. Do I take the bait or learn from previous mistakes? Noodles, I think that you would have an expert-type analysis on this scenario.
Considering I married a coworker, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Just, yeah, this is up your alley as, like, Noodles knowledge.
Well, I mean, I say take the bait. As long as you get... again, I don't understand the dynamics. Do you have to have, like, an HR person involved at some point once you turn a corner? I think that's what the rules. I remember Steph and I having to, like, have a conversation with, like, the bosses. You had to put it on record type of thing, HR, because if things go south and you're working together and you're fighting, it's awkward for everybody. I think, actually, I think, Brian, like, it was almost like Steph and I had to have a conversation with you, because Steph was the producer, right? And
you were running.
It was you and I. Like, it was kind of, it was a weird, but I think it was a kind of, it's like, hey, we're dating.
No, like, yeah, right. It wasn't like.
Well, you don't think Hayes knew when you guys were holding hands coming into work?
We weren't holding hands.
But like the idea that I don't have any radar is outrageous. Like, I have gone through this on multiple fronts. My younger sister married one of my best friends. And they were dating. They didn't think, somehow they thought I didn't know. It's like, are you two idiots? Like, of course I know. Like, for starters, my mom's told me immediately. Secondly, we're out together. Like, and you both disappear at the same time. You, like, think up, I'm a moron? Like, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah. Okay, here's what I would say about this. Inner office stuff, it is more complicated. Make sure you really are, you know, like this woman, or vice versa, right? Like, the idea of just being like, nah, we'll see. Then it gets, I think you got to be a little bit more committed, right? Like, it's not just going to be, I'm going to take a flyer, I swiped right. It's not a Tinder date. Like, you've got more of an in-depth relationship already. So I think if you're having second guesses, or you're like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it, I would say stay away. Don't go down that path.
I think you have one play at it. You meet for a coffee, and you see if there's anything there where in the future one of you possibly has to switch locations.
That's the concern. Exactly.
Because if it's not worth, you just have a, you sniff it out for a coffee, right? And that's it.
A coffee
That is literally it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think the meetup outside. The meetup.
Because if it's, there's no sense of screwing up work stuff if it's just not worth it.
That's my point. Exactly. You can't do it. Cannot do it.
I think meeting up outside of work, they already know something's up. You know what I mean? They've probably been, like, chatting at work. Yeah. And it's
chatty,
like,
chatty, like, chatty. You
work, know what I mean? Work friends and colleagues, they're aware. Exactly. People are not idiots. They pick up on this kind of stuff.
Hazy, I think you'll have something on this one from when you were Griff.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Hazy B, I was recently at a restaurant enjoying a nice meal with my partner, and right in our sight of line was a grit grinder with some serious ass plumber crack. When his date went to the washroom, we debated on telling him to pull his pants up. Should we have told him, Hazy B?
I love how, like, I'm the one that would have the PhD in this.
Dude, I just figured when you were Griff, you had some plumber ass at one point.
There's probably a very good chance at different establishments around Toronto that there were other couples saying, should we tell this guy? That looks like the guy from TSN.
I love it.
I don't think you say a word.
You have to go up. You do. And you say, you put your arm on him and you say, man to man, I see your ass crack, and I don't think you want me to see that.
Yeah, but the date, his date or whatever, is not sitting behind him.
Dude, like his date has gone to the bathroom. You're not doing it in front of her. When she leaves, you say, sir, I can see half of your ass.
Yeah,
but so can the restaurant.
But the restaurant, he doesn't care about the restaurant. He cares about the woman sitting in front of him. That's what he cares about. Now, if the path to the washroom is coming right back through at Plumber's Alley, then that's a different story. Like, if you're like,
let me ask you this, Hayes. If let's say I didn't know you and I tapped you on the shoulder, and while your ass was your griff ass was hanging out of your chair, I took a pic. I tapped you on the shoulder while your date was in the bathroom, and I showed you the pic, and I said, "What do you think of that? Maybe you might want to fix it. I just wanted to help you out." Would you sucker me in the face, or would you say that's a good guy?
I would question your motives. I would not believe for a second.
Dude, it's like saying your fly's down.
You give another dude a heads up.
It's not.
It's totally different. And here's why my radar would be going off that you're being disingenuous. I would suggest you don't care about how I'm looking with the
date.
But
this
guy generally
cared. Kyle cared. He cared that this guy's ass was sticking out. He wanted to help him out.
Kyle cared that he was about to dive into a chicken parm, and he couldn't believe that that guy's ass was sticking out. And he didn't want to continue with his meal because this guy couldn't get it together.
You're not taking the right thing from Kyle. Let's go.
Kyle's not a good Samaritan. Kyle is a selfish, selfish individual that only cares about Kyle's restaurant.
This guy Talon is a good Samaritan. Hazy B, you can kick this off. My girlfriend won a free trip to Portugal through her work in April. Hmm. She has an employee-only event on the second day. By the way, Talon, you're lucky that she's bringing you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And there's a sick golf track right across from the hotel. I've been frothing at the mouth to tee it since last season. I'm guilty of getting after it on the course, and she knows it. We have an employee appreciation gala later that night. Do I risk a quick 18 during her event, or do I play it safe?
No, you get that peg in the ground, and you absolutely Rory McIlroy a tee shot on one.
But this guy's claiming that he likes to get
What this guy's all about. But I'm assuming if you're in Portugal, your buddies aren't there to activate that type of activity.
You might be joining a group.
Exactly, which means you're not going to Florida to an extent where you are Bernie Lomax at the work event later that night. That's the difference. Guys going to golf courses where they're with their friends, that's when it can get carried away. If you're in Portugal, there's probably a language barrier. You could tip it, and I think you'll be fine. And I would be honest about it, though. Like, that's, getting back to honesty and all that kind of stuff. You're at a work event. It's a serious trip. You're putting forth an image. I would probably make sure that everything's on the up and up. But if you get the green
light, I'd be straight up honest. I'd say, look, we're in Portugal. I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to have 9 light beers on the golf course, but it's not going to do any damage, so don't worry about it.
Sure.
Well,
yeah,
if he can control himself, though, that's the problem. Like, what if this guy just starts teeing it, and he's like, I got to have 36 beers, and whoever I'm teeing it with, I'm going to be drinking, and I'm going to try and impress them because I'm in a new country, and it's guys that, like, it could be a situation where he's just in one, and he's going to have to live with it, and then his girlfriend, he shows up later at the event, and he's gooned, and she's like, oh, my God, this guy's
in Portugal. Gooned in Portugal at a work event.
That's a movie.
That really is. And she's stuck with you until you land. Then anything's possible, I guess.
Yeah. Here's one that you can both kind of weigh into. Dear Hazy B, I accidentally left the elf on the shelf in a spot the kids could see during recent basement renovations. They are now asking why the elf is still there. How do I rebound from the swamps of stupidity that I find myself in?
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, this one is one is very tough.
And dude, there's a lot of dads out there that have gotten gooned on the couch watching a Leaf game, and they forgot about the elf on the shelf, and they are in trouble. Oh, you're one of them.
Well,
no, I'm not. No, I'm saying Hayes, you can speak to it recently. I don't know if it was around when your kids were younger. Oh, but it's like you get anxiety. You'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go, did I move that elf? Like, one time, like, Steph come bombing in. Like, I was sleeping with my son. He couldn't sleep.
Dude,
so
I forgot
sleeping.
The tooth
like,
fairy one.
Get out here. You know, like, it's anxiety for 30 days. I actually hate those ridiculous
things.
It's
really tough.
Hate them.
It really is tough. Honestly, you got to come up with some sort of here's what you do. Write a note courtesy of the ELF, right?
Ah.
Right? And then with some sort of reasoning behind, hey,
and
was
a
just,
gift, and a little nugget,
and maybe a little
like
gift,
was chocolate or
you
something.
You know, little Chippy was testing you last night, and yeah. You passed the test, and you know, then here we, and then the next time Chippy's, you know, in the basement or, wow, what? This shouldn't be a concern. It's March. Like, why is this a problem?
But I agree. Anyway. It's like Chippy was just sniffing around to see if you guys are behaving.
Yes.
And I fell out of the roof, and I landed on my ass,
Chippy.
And I'm now in your basement. Chippy's okay, though.
Very simple.
I
Chippy,
agree.
Write a note.
Here's a chocolate for you.
Yes.
I agree, because I think it's our two elves for the kids are finger and vanilla. And you can just be like, Santa sent
Pardon
them
me?
To check up the two kids, or the two, we have two elves. Like one for our
wow,
son,
that's
one for the daughter.
One's name's Finger.
Finger and Vanilla. The kids named them. I didn't name them. But, I mean, point being, I hope that I think the kids
tough.
Are watching in the living room right now. Steph's going to come in and scissor kick
You're going to get drop
but,
kicked right in
but
the face.
The thing is if they find them, you can say Santa sent them back.
Right.
To keep an eye on you, you know, and like
no
something
problem.
Like that. Like,
no problem. A little note. Goes a long way. Goes
exactly.
a long way. All right, there you go. Dear Hazy B, we're trying to solve Christmas problems in March. I mean, that's how dedicated
exactly.
we are. You know, whatever comes across our shores, man.
We got to do our thing, man.
Yeah, we're here to help people. And I feel like we did that. I really do enjoy doing that because I feel like we really help people. Probably hurt some people, too. But what really is the focus is the helping. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Raptors, Pistons tonight. The Leafs in Carolina. Leafs in Nashville on Sunday. Busy weekend coming up. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.